Very good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. I think during our church anniversary at the end of July, Julie and I were here, you know, for our anniversary celebration, and there were only 10 of you in the congregation. But today it's so good to see about 250 of you. So indeed, this is God's blessing for us as a church. Can anyone remember what was our first sermon for last year, 2020? Can you remember? I think Tiffany, our worship leader for today, chose one of the songs which reminded us of that going deeper in the Lord.
今天的赞美的时候, Tiffany 带领我们唱了在水深之处，这就是我们去年的正道。
Remember our first sermon for last year was Growing Deeper in God, taken from Ezekiel chapter 47.
去年的正道我们在以西结47章里面说在水深之处来提醒我们
It's about how God will take us from ankle deep at first to knee deep to waist deep and then finally to be able to swim in the deep waters.
我们讲到了上帝怎么让我们在水中从脚踝到膝盖到腰身到水淌过我们的身体
Remember how I challenged us as a church to grow deeper in the Lord in our life and as well as in a ministry.
我鼓励让我们以教会我们在我们的生命跟我们的事工上面继续的与神同行。
So that we may experience the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us all the way.
让我们享受, 圣灵的带领。
At that time, little did any one of us know what we were going to experience for the year.
那时候我们真的没有想到我们去年所经历的一切。
With COVID-19, the pandemic really hitting us very hard, affecting our life, our work, as well as our ministry.
疫情完全的影响了我们生命，我们的 整个事工。
So dealing with the unseen challenges caused by COVID-19, the pandemic, it has taken a significant toll on us, not only us, but around the world as well.
疫情所带来的未知在我们生命中其实 影响了很大。
By the end of 2020, there were more than 83 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world with 1.8 million deaths.
在 2020年结束的时候, 已经有830万的 确诊的案例, 也有180万的人死亡。
It is really by God's grace that our country, though we were severely affected, thank God the mortality rate was very low for Singapore. This is really God's grace.
真的感谢主，虽然在新加坡我们的疫情的状况也很差，可是，在死亡人数我们却能控制得很好。So
altogether, as many as 218 countries and territories around the world have registered COVID-19 cases.
在世界各地280个国家跟特别区域里面已经记录了有这个病情的状况。And
while as a nation we enter into phase 3 on December the 28th, many other countries around the world they are having lockdowns because of new waves of COVID-19 cases.
当我们新加坡进入第三个阻断期的时候，许多国家正在重一次的进入阻断期，因为又在有一波的疫情重新的发生。
And so the whole world is really buzzing with uncertainty and questions.
所以在世界各地，大家都有许多的未知，许多的问题。
How long will this pandemic last?
这个疫情会持续多久呢？
What will people's lives look like as the pandemic enters its second year?
我们的生命会怎么的改变呢? 当这个疫情进入了第二年的时候。
So in turbulent times like this, on who or on what do we place our trust?
所以在这动荡的时代，我们用什么？我们将什么？我们的信仰，我们的信靠要在哪里呢？
So the answer to this question will determine how you and I will face the uncertain year of 2021.
你怎么回答这个问题，就代表你会怎么进入2021年。
And so I thought, as we begin this new year, I want to challenge us as God's people from the Word of God in Isaiah chapter 40.
所以我在今年开始的时候用以赛亚四十篇里面鼓励大家。
And our scripture passage for this morning challenges us to trust God, to keep on trusting God in challenging times, in turbulent times.
我们在今天里面一直的让我们一直的信靠上帝，不管世代多么的动荡。
Why? Because he cares very deeply for us, and he's able and willing to help us to see us through this difficulty. But we must learn to wait in hope for the Lord.
因为他极致的关心我们，他要帮助我们度过这些难关，但我们要心存盼望的等待。
So let us stand as we read the word of God together.
让我们站立一起
读上帝的话语。We won't read the whole chapter, it's 31 verses, so we'll just read a few verses, and then Julie will lead the Chinese service to read in Chinese. So let's read together. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord?And my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall feel exhausted.But they who wait for the Lord shall renew the strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
雅各啊，你为什么这么说？以色列啊，你为什么埋怨说，我的道路向耶和华隐藏，我的案件被我的神忽略了？你不知道吗？你没有听过吗？永在的神耶和华，地极的创造主，既不疲乏，也不困倦。他的知识无法测度，疲乏的他赐气力，无力的他加力量。就是年轻人也会疲乏困倦，强壮的人也会全然跌倒，但那些仰望耶和华的人必重新得力，他们必像鹰一样展翅上腾，他们奔跑也不困倦，他们行走也不疲乏。
Let us pray. God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to affirm our trust in you.In these turbulent times,
亲爱的天父，在这动荡的时刻，我们再次的把我们信靠坚定在你身上。
Who can we turn to but you, O Lord?
我能奔向谁呢
？So as we listen to your word this morning, may your Holy Spirit calm the raging storms in our hearts.
你是我们唯一能依靠的。当我们在这时候，你平静我们心中汹涌的风浪。
And so teach us, Lord, to wait in hope upon you as we begin 2021.
让我们充满盼望地等待你进入这2021年。
For our Lord Jesus' sake, Amen.
在耶稣的名求 ，Amen.
Please be seated. You know, some Bible scholars believe that Isaiah 40, chapter 40, was written when it was written, Jerusalem has been destroyed, the temple was destroyed by the mighty Babylonian army,And many of God's people were living in exile in the city of Babylon.
在圣经学者当中，他们觉得以赛亚四十章是在是在耶路撒冷被强大的巴比伦国战胜了，许多人都在逃亡当中，逃亡到巴比伦。
Is it even though that happened, God was not finished with His people yet?
可是就算当时候的事情是这样子的，可是上帝却依然没有离弃他的人民。
God has a message for His people living in captivity.
上帝对在流亡的人，他有他的讯息。
It was a message of comfort despite the adverse circumstance.
他要在困境中给他们安慰的消息。
So, brothers and sisters, as we enter this new year, God has a special word to us as a church.
在这新的一年里面，弟兄姐妹，上帝有给我们新的讯息。
Though the new year may be turbulent, may be uncertain, we must keep on trusting God.
不管新的一年多么的动荡，我们不可放弃信靠我们的上帝。
If you remember this time last year when we shared with you, when the leaders shared with you, the leadership presented to you a deficit budget of $238,000.
你记得去年的时候，我们说了我们的教会有赤字的预算是在。
And even though it was a big deficit, thank you as members of the church that we accepted that budget. It was a deficit.
虽然是赤字，可是我们都接受了。
Despite the most difficult year our church went through in 2020, because of the pandemic, our Lord, our sovereign God, astounded us by turning things around. So from a planned deficit of $238,000, we have a surplus of $166,000 for 2020.
可是我们上帝却在这困苦的一年里面呢，将我们的赤字变为了盈余，我们有166,000的盈余。
So if you just do a mental calculation, it's a swing of $400,000 in the most difficult year.
所以你算一算，在最困苦的时候，我们既然能够有大概400,000的盈余。
Of course, there are two reasons for that.
当然有两个理由。
The first reason is the government's job support scheme.
第一个当然是我们政府的就业补助金。
And the second reason is because as members we give sacrificially and generously despite the financial challenge for 2020.
第二个原因就是我们当中弟兄姐妹都在这个时期无私的奉献给教会。
But over these two reasons, there is the real reason why this happened.
在这两个理由之上，还有一个更重要的理由。
That's because our sovereign Lord, whom we can trust, was at work.
那就是我们权威的上帝，是我们能够信靠的。他依旧在做工。
God is the one who moved the government to do this. I think about the only country in the world doing that.
上帝感动了我们政府，做出了一些实施。
And God also moved us as members to give generously and sacrificially, so that the work will not suffer despite the financial challenges.
上帝也感动我们，不断的为教会奉献。
And so as God has proven himself faithful in the most difficult year, 2020, as we move forward to 2021, let's keep trusting him in these turbulent times.
上帝在我们2020年困苦的时候，他依然信实的带领着我们，所以我们2020年继续的信靠他。
And our passage for today shows us three simple steps that you and I must take as we keep trusting God.
那我们今天的经文里面，我们有三个简单的步骤，我们必须不断的信靠上帝。
So firstly, we receive God's message of comfort, verses 1-11.
第一，我们接受上帝给我们安慰的讯息。
You see, brothers and sisters, the world has no real word of comfort to us.
弟兄姐妹，这个世界上没有真正能给我们安慰的东西。
Only the Church of Jesus Christ, with the Word of God, has a message of comfort.
只有基督耶稣跟上帝的话能够给我们真正的安慰。
Especially, during this time of pandemic.
尤其是在这疫情期间。
So let me read, Isaiah chapter 40 verses 1 and 2. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned and that she has received from the Lord's handDouble for all her sins.
你们的神说，你们要安慰，要安慰我的子民。你们要向耶和华说慈爱的话，又要向他宣告，他们的苦难已经满足了，他们的罪孽已经还清了。他们因着自己一切的罪，已经从耶和华的手里受到了过重的刑罚。
See the Hebrew word translated comfort in our English text, is a very interesting word. It literally means to breathe again.To cause to breathe again.
在这希伯来文当中，这安慰是让人再次的有了呼吸。
And so to comfort someone means more than just encouraging the someone with words, but to cause the person to start breathing again, to start living again.
所以这安慰不只是用言语来安慰，而是让这个人再次的有了呼吸。
And the Hebrew word.Translated speak, daba, in verse 2, means a strong and clear declaration.
而在这第二节里面的说，在希伯来文当中是说明确强烈的宣告。
Though spoken tenderly, God's word of comfort is to be proclaimed boldly and without hesitancy.
虽然上帝的话是温柔的说出来的，可是他的话在安慰当中却是大胆，没有任何迟疑的。
And God's way of comforting His people is always through His Word.
上帝的安慰永远是来自他的话语当中。
Through the faithful proclamation of God's Word.
用他的话来宣告这个安慰的话。
You know, that means those of us whose duty is to preach the word of God, we have an awesome responsibility.
所以在教会中，当你要证道的时候，你这个责任是非常的重大的。
Especially during difficult times.
尤其是在困难的时候。
And so, though the nation of Israel has been founded upon the absolute of God's word and His covenant relationship with them, they had turned away from the Lord and from His word.
虽然以色列这个民族是在上帝的话语中、他的约中建立的，可是他们却不断的背叛他的话。
And so, as a result, the nation of Israel experienced two things.
所以这个以色列这个民族却经历了两件事。
Firstly, the despair of the futility of their life without an intimate relationship with God.
所以他们感到绝望，他们感到这个生命是徒然的，因为他们没有跟上帝建立亲密的关系。
And then secondly, as always happened, they were also experiencing the despair of spiritual, moral, political, and social decadence.
其次，他们在灵命、道德、政治跟社会中也产生了腐败、软弱。
And verse 2 tells us,that the nation of Israel had been paying a heavy price for their sins, and it was from the Lord's hand that they had received their due judgment.
第二节当中也告诉我们，以色列人他们付出了重大的代价，他们也在上帝手中接受了审判。
But what is most comforting is that God still regards them as His people despite their sin and their rebellion.
可是最重要的是，上帝在这背叛、在这罪恶当中，他却安慰了他的子民。
So God is calling His prophet Isaiah to bring His message of comfort to His people, and the message is, "Your sins are forgiven."
所以，上帝呼召了以赛亚先知来到他的子民当中，说：“你们的罪被赦免了。”
I want us to turn to one another and say, "Your sins are forgiven."
我们可以转向互相的说，你们的罪被赦免了。
I don't know about you. You know, this is something that we must, as Christians, not take for granted. You know, as we enter a new year with all the things in the past year, let us be assured that our sins are forgiven.
这罪得赦免是我们基督徒在进入新的一年，在每个阶段都是非常重要的一个心态。
And I believe this is a message that the world needs to hear.
这也是全世界需要听到的一个讯息。
And so in verses 9 to 11, Isaiah 40, God is calling us to be involved in declaring this message of comfort to the world.
所以在以赛亚40章9节到11节，上帝要我们把这个讯息传开来。
You see, good news is not merely for us God's people to enjoy His mercy and His grace.
好的消息不只是让我们信靠他的人在他当中享受的。
It is to be declared in Zion, in Judah, and in all the cities of Israel, and to the uttermost part of the world.
这在锡安城、在犹大、在所有以色列的城市里面都必须被宣告的。
You see, as our world enters the second year of this global pandemic, we must think creatively how we can bring this message of comfort.To the places that God has called us to.
我们要记得，在疫情进入第二年的时候，我们要怎么样把这个消息传开来
？We must think about how we can creatively do ministry with our partners in our focus countries, so that they too might declare God's message of comfort to their people.
我们要不断地想新的方法去做我们的事工，把这个好消息传开来。
Perhaps some of our mission partners are really struggling right this moment to make ends meet, and they have no savings like us to draw back on.
可能我们有一些宣教的伙伴，他们现在正在困境当中，没有办法继续地做事工。
So let me challenge us as a church to be sensitive to their needs as our mission partners.And help meet those needs tangibly, so that together we can ensure that the message of comfort will be proclaimed this year.
那我们必须很敏感于这些宣教事工的需要，让我们把这个安慰的消息传开来。
So Isaiah 40 verses 9 to 11, go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice and strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up. Fear not, say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young.
以赛亚40章9节，报好消息的给西安的，你们要登上高山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的，你们要极力扬声，要扬声，不要惧怕，要对犹大的众臣说：看哪，你们的神。看啊，主耶和华必向大能者临到，他们的膀臂要为他的权，他的掌权。看啊，他给予人的赏赐在他那里，他施于人的报应。
Oh, sorry.
他施于人的报应在他面前。他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，像用膀臂聚集羔羊，抱在自己怀中，慢慢引导乳羊小羊。
I want us to notice that the essence of the message of comfort is this: Behold your God.
我们要注意到这个讯息的最重要的点就是看啊，你们的神。
See, God's message of comfort to His people and to the world is God's very own divine presence.
上帝给予人民安慰的讯息就是他自己的存在。
This was the good news then in Isaiah's days, and it is still the good news for today.
在以赛亚的日子里面，这是那时候的好消息，在今天也是我们的好消息。
Let us proclaim to our people, Behold your God.
让我们说啊，看啊，你们的神。
Verse 10 encourages us to look on our sovereign Lord, who will come with mighty arms to achieve the victory of his people who trust in him.
那十节当中，让我们知道我们这有权柄的上帝必用膀臂来领我们进入得胜的日子。
And then the mighty arms of the sovereign Lord in verse 10 are then contrasted with the gentle arms of the Lord who is the shepherd.
这大能的膀臂也比喻成温柔的膀臂，这牧羊人温柔的膀臂。
You see, God is a gentle shepherd who tends his flock, who gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them in his bosom.
这位上帝也是温柔的牧羊人，他用他温柔的膀臂把羊羔都抱在怀中。
You see, this analogy of a shepherd portrays God's love, but it does not mean the removal of our problems.
这比喻虽然代表了上帝的爱，可是却不代表我们的问题所有都挪去了。
However, it does guarantee his presence and his strength for whatever life may bring, whether we are on green pastures or whether we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
可是能确定的是他的同在，他的能力是与我们同在的，不管是在绿色的草地上，或者在死荫的幽谷中。
And these contrasting pictures of God's arm show the two complementary sides of God's nature.
这两种不同的膀臂展示了上帝两种不同的属性。
So we can be sure on one hand that God is powerful enough to bring judgment for those who have broken his covenantal and moral laws.
我们确定的是上帝能够审判那些背离他的道的人。
But then on the other hand, we can equally depend upon his gentle arms to defend and to care for those who will turn to him in true repentance.
我们也能确信回到他身边悔改的人，他必定用温柔的膀臂怀抱我们。
So, brothers and sisters, let us be assured, God knows what has been happening to our world this past year.
弟兄姐妹，让我们确定地告诉你们，上帝知道这世界上发生的所有事情。
You know, if we ponder long enough, you know, if we take time, extended time to be with God, we would have known that the global pandemic is obviously the hand of our sovereign Lord in shaking the world to his very foundation.
让我们不断地思考上帝的话语，我们就知道这全世界影响着全世界的疫情在我们上帝的手中，他必须要在他的掌握当中。
I believe our present crisis is a redemptive instrument of God in teaching us that we cannot depend on anything in the world for security.
这个疫情让我们知道是上帝为我们赎罪的一个器具，让我们知道我们不能依靠这世界的一切。
Only God can be our security.
只有上帝能够给我们真正的安全。
The God of the Bible is the God of comfort.
这圣经里面的上帝就是安慰人。
And He is the only source of real comfort.
他是真正安慰的泉源。
So if you are to find comfort in turbulent times, we must be anchored upon the one who has the capacity to provide us comfort.
在这动荡的时代，你要有安慰，你必须找到这真正安慰人的泉源。
So brothers and sisters, friends, we can only find comfort, true comfort in turbulent times when we focus on God and who God is.
弟兄姐妹，要在这动荡的时代找到真正的安慰，我们必须定睛在我们的上帝跟他的属性当中。
And this brings us to our second point, reflect on God's character, verses 12 to 26.
这带我们到第二点，就是反思上帝的属性。
The prophet Isaiah, through a series of rhetorical questions, he guides us to focus on the greatness of God rather than on the nature and the size of our problems.
然后以赛亚又不断地用问题来帮助我们定睛在伟大的上帝之上，不是我们的问题之中。
Compared to God, our problems are nothing.
在跟上帝的比较下来，我们的问题已经是毫不起眼了。
This is not to minimize them because problems are real, they cause pain, and they are a personal concern to our Lord.
我们不是说没有问题，我们知道问题是会产生真正的痛苦的。
But we must learn to see our problems in view of the incomparable character of who God is.
可是我们必须学习把我们的问题定睛在上帝这个属性，他的属性当中。
And here the prophet Isaiah reminds us four things about God's character.
以赛亚用了提醒了我们上帝四种属性。
First, God's power is limitless, verse 12.
上帝的能力是无尽的。
So let me read verse 12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span?And close the dust of the earth in a measure, and weigh the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance.
谁曾用掌心量过海水，用手掌测过苍天呢？谁曾用升斗量过大地的尘土，用平称山岭，用天平称冈岭呢？
Do you sense here the immensity and the infinite greatness of God, our Creator?
你在这里能感受到上帝的伟大和他无限的尊严吗？
He measures the waters, the seas, and the oceans in the hollow of his hand.
他用他的手心量过海水。
He marks off the heaven with the span of his hand, and he weighs the mountains on his hand.
他用手掌测过苍天，他用手来测量大地的尘土。
So we must see our problem in view of who God is.
我们要把我们的问题放在上帝这伟大的属性当中。
Then secondly, God's wisdom is unsearchable, verses 13 and 14.
第二，上帝的智慧是无法测度的。
Who has measured the spirit of the Lord, or what man shows him his counsel? Whom did he consult, and who made him understand?Who taught him the path of justice and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding?
谁曾测度耶和华的灵或做过他的谋士教导他呢？他与谁商议？谁使他有聪明？谁把正确的路指导他呢？把知识教他，又把明智的路教导他呢？
Does the eternal God need to consult with anyone?
这永在的神需要问过谁吗？
Of course not. He is the all-wise God. He does not need our advice concerning our life, concerning the church, and concerning the world.
当然不需要，他是蛮有智慧的神，他掌握着我们所有的生命，我们所有的事工。
Of course, man in his arrogance and pomp, does not like this.
可是骄傲的人却不喜欢这点。
Sometimes we want to tell God how He ought to do things, how He ought to run our life, our church, and our world.
我们甚至会要上帝用我们的方式来掌管我们的生命，跟做我们教会的事工。
But the prophet Isaiah reminds us that God's wisdom is unsearchable.
可是以赛亚先知却提醒我们，上帝的智慧是无法测度的。
He knows what He's doing exactly in our life and in the world.
上帝全然的知道他在做什么，他在我们生命中所动的工。
And so you and I must be assured of that.
我们必须确信这一点。
And thirdly, God's authority is absolute.
第三，上帝的权柄是绝对的。
Verse 15, Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are counted as the dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the coastlands like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are his beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are counted by him as less than nothing and emptiness.
看啊，万国都要像水土里的一滴，又被看作天平上的微尘。看啊，他举起众海岛，好像细微的织物。黎巴嫩的树木不够当柴烧，其中的走兽也不够做翻祭。万国在他眼前好像不存在，在他看来只有乌有和虚空。
So think about this for a moment. The nations in all so impressive in their glory and earth-shaking in their power with their military might, they are just like a drop of water in a bucket or merely specks of dust on a pair of weighing scales.Compared to our sovereign Lord.
试想想啊，这万民这么荣耀，这么强大，可是却像水桶里的一滴，像一个尘埃那么大。
So God's authority is so great that even the vast cedar forests in Lebanon could not provide enough wood for the sacrifices.
那上帝的权柄这么大，甚至乎所有黎巴嫩的树木都不够当柴烧。
Nor could all the abundant animals in the forest provide enough sacrifices for offering to God.
所有的走兽都不够做他的燔祭。
You know, the past year, 2020, has seen how the nations of the world, yes, including the superpowers, brought to their knees by God through the pandemic.
在这一年当中，我们看到了许多强大的国家在这疫情当中，也在我们上帝之前跪下了。
No country is spared, no matter how mighty or powerful they are.
没有一个国家被这疫情避免了。
And then fourthly, God's being is incomparable.
第四，上帝他是无法比喻的。
18 to 20, To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness compare with him?An idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and casts for its silver chains. He who is too impoverished for an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman to set up an idol that will not move.
你们把谁来跟神相比呢？你们用什么形象来与神并列呢？至于偶像是匠人塑造的。这样子在用金子把它包裹，用银子为它做银链。贫穷献不起这公物的，就拣选不朽坏的树木，为自己寻找巧匠，立起不会动摇的偶像。
You see, if God is absolutely alone in His creation and sustenance of the world, and if the nations in all their glory and pomp are nothing in comparison to our Creator God, the question is.How can man-made idols represent him?
这上帝是独一的，他用他创造，他守护着这一切。那世上所有的一切怎么能用来比喻我们的上帝呢？
Even if the idols is to represent God, God said in the second commandment, that's the reason why the second commandment, you must have no idols or images before him.
就算这偶像是来象征我们的上帝的，可是在十诫中的第二诫说，我们不可以有任何的偶像。
Shall the God who created the world without any advice from anyone be represented by an idol that is made by skillful craftsmen from gold or silver or wood and which can easily topple over.
那我们上帝所创造的世界，怎么能跟一个巧匠所制出来的偶像相比呢？
Isn't this ridiculous?
这不是很可笑吗？
And then verses 21 to 26, we won't have time to read that, describe the Lord of creation.
那在21节到26节，我们这边都不读了，他就形容了上帝的创造。
But I want to read, I want to show us verse 22. It is he who sits upon the circle of the earth, and his inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in.
我们读二十二节。
Sorry, I don't have the verse. 、basically, the verse says that God, the vastness of the heavens, it's like a canopy or a tent that God has stretched out.
这第二十二节说，神坐在地球上，地球的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍如幔子，所张开的诸天如同他的帐篷。
You see, almost anything in the world can be reproduced to scale, except for the universe.
那所有的东西可能都可以，用这个做出来，可是在穹苍当中就没有办法制造出来了。
So this is shown by the fact that if I may use this analogy, if our world, the earth, were represented by a ping pong ball, 1 inch in diameter, the nearest star, Alpha Centauri, would have been placed 80,000 kilometers away.
那如果我们用我们的地球比喻成一个乒乓的话，那我们最近的一个星能至少要在80,000公里以外。
Or to put it another way, the few thousand stars that are visible to our naked eyes, especially in the dark sky, they are just like a single drop in the boundless sea of the universe.
再用一个比喻，就是我们千千万万的星星，其实在这宇宙当中就只好像水桶里面的一滴水那样。
Then our sun, if it is so large that if our sun were to be hollow, it could hold more than 1 million planets the size of our Earth.
那再比喻，如果我们的太阳这么大的话，如果它是空洞的话，它可以只放着100万个星球。
And there are stars in the universe that are so large that they could easily hold 500 million suns, the size of our sun.
那我们所有的星星在这宇宙当中，它们可以很轻易的摆着这五十万个太阳。
So the Chinese is a bit difficult too, the numbers. And there are about 100 million stars in the average galaxy. And there are more than 100 million galaxies in the universe.
那我们有千千亿亿的星星在这宇宙当中。
So that's what Isaiah is describing here is verses 21 to 26. The universe, it is so vast. Even if you try to put it to scale, also cannot.
那在以赛亚二十六章，他就是在描述这宇宙的浩瀚。
So here the prophet Isaiah wants us to see our problems, no matter how large it is, in the backdrop of our infinite God.
所以以赛亚是要让我们把我们的问题看在这个无尽的上帝的背，用他做背景来看我们的问题。
So brothers and sisters, let us learn to trust God in turbulent times by focusing on God and not our problems.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这动荡的时刻，让我们继续的信靠我们的上帝。
And this brings us to our third and final point: renew your strength in the Lord.
那也就带我们到了最后一点，我们在上帝当中重新得力。
And so to expose our natural tendency in difficult times, the prophet Isaiah asks two sets of questions designed to bring reproof and correction.
那以赛亚继续在这里当中继续的鼓励我们，继续的在上帝当中得着力量。
So the question in verse 27 is a question of reproof designed to expose the complaining attitude of God's people.
在这当中有一点的责骂的味道，要让我们提醒我们如何的对待上帝。
So why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God.
雅各，雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏呢？
I want us to note how Isaiah describes the people as Jacob and Israel, God's covenant people to whom God has given special promises and privileges.
我们要这里注意看到以赛亚怎么用雅各跟以色列来比喻，因为这些都是上帝特别应许的。
How could they, of all people, say that God has forsaken them?
这些上帝特别拣选的子民怎么能够说上帝离弃他们呢？
And the tense of the word complain, or in our ESV it is speak, the tense is imperfect tense, suggesting a repeated pattern of complaining against God.
在这里他虽然是说用了说这个字，可是是有埋怨的意思，而且是重复不断的埋怨。
So, brothers and sisters, if you're not careful, we can very easily develop this pattern of complaining, of thinking and living and serving when we go through difficult times.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们也非常容易就陷入这种不断埋怨的状况。
So, God's people have drifted from trusting God, from anchoring their hope in God, to complaining about the trials and the pressures of life and ministry.
所以上帝的子民从完完全全的信靠他转移到离弃他了。
And then the questions in verse 28, Do you not know, have you not heard, suggest that God's people have failed to truly listen to the word of God, because if they had listened, then they would have known, they wouldn't have such wrong ideas, negative ideas about God.
而在第八节二十八节当中，他说：“你岂不会知道，不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？”也代表了这群人，真的，他们从没有听，没有仔细的听上帝的话，而有了错误的观念。
See, spending time hearing God's word, or even reading His word during our devotion time, is not just a mere going through the motion thing.We must actually apply God's word into our life and ministry. That is the difference.
当我们灵修的时候，他们读上帝的话语的时候，它不是只是一个话语，我们必须把它用我们的生命付诸出来。
So this is, I believe, God's message to us. Let us make reading the word of God and making it part of our life and ministry the essential thing.
所以我们这也是上帝要我们所认识的，就是在读他的话语中要把它变成我们生命的动力。
In verse 28, I wanted to note a few things about God, so that we can have strength in Him. First, we must learn to rest in God's sovereignty, because He is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth.
这也提醒了我们必须安息在上帝里面，因为他是创造万物的主。
Nothing happens in our life and in the world without His knowledge and permission.
没有一件事情发生是不在上帝的所知当中的。
Then we must learn to trust in God's omnipotence, for He will not grow weary or tired like us.
那我们必须也信靠上帝是无所不能的。
That means our problems, our challenges in life are never the result of God's weakness or inability to help.
我们的问题绝对不是因为上帝软弱或者他没有办法帮助我们。
And then we must rest in God's omniscience, for His understanding, no one can fathom.
因为上帝的无法测度，我们必须在他无所不知当中信靠他。
We may not understand fully what God is doing in our life and in the world, but we can rest assured that He knows what He's doing.
我们可能 不能够完全理解我们所遇到的问题，可是我们必须完全的信靠上帝是无所不在、无所不能的。
God can do whatever He wishes.
上帝能做他所要做的事情。
Apparent delay in answering our prayers is never a lack, is never because of His lack of ability.
就算他迟疑了，用了一点时间回答我们的祷告，也不是代表他没有能力。
The next Sunday, I will talk more about that, how we can trust God in His ways and His thoughts.
下个主日我会读看说到这点。
Isaiah 40 verse 29 to 31, He who gives power to the faint and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall feel exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew the strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
疲乏的他赐气力，无力的他加力量，就是年轻人也会疲乏困倦，强壮人也会全然跌倒，但那些仰望耶和华的人必重新得力，他们必像鹰一样展翅上腾，他们奔跑也不困倦，他们行走也不疲乏。
Our English word comfort comes from a compound Latin word cum fortis, means with strength.
所以在这安慰当中，在拉丁文当中是说赐予力量。
So as our comforter, God provides us with new strength as we learn to wait upon Him with hope.
所以在做我们的安慰者的时候，上帝赐了我们新的力量，让我们在盼望中等待他。
Our God specializes in giving strength to the weary and increasing the power of those who are weak.
我们上帝专注于赐力量给疲乏的，加力量给无力的。
And the secret is learning to wait upon the Lord.
那这秘密就是静静的等候，耐心的等候上帝。
So as we enter into the new year with our life and ministry, let us learn to wait upon the Lord.
让我们进入新的一年的时候，让我们静心耐心的等待上帝。
And the Hebrew word translated hope in the NIV, is translated as wait in some other translation like the ESV. But both ideas are in the original word, wait in hope for the Lord.
那在希伯来文的盼望当中，在这我们新译本当中呢，是翻译成等待。所以在这词义当中呢，也有等待，在盼望中等待。
So to wait in hope for the Lord is to trust God to fulfill His promises to us.
所以有信心的盼望，就是等待上帝所给我们的应许。
So waiting involves patience.
那等待是需要耐心的。
It is never indifferent.
那你不能够漠不甘心。
It is a longing that is characterized by anticipation. You wait in anticipation for God to work.
那你等待的时候，你必须迫切的等待。
It is not passive. It is anticipating that God will do something in His time.
你不能消极的等待，你要迫切的、渴慕的追求。
So in the immediate context of Isaiah 40, it describes the attitude and actions of God's people, the Israelites, who believed the promises of God and were ready to step out when God moves.
在这以赛亚40章的情境当中呢，也形容了信靠上帝的以色列人，他们不断他们的态度跟行动，不断的愿意在上帝推动的是他们继续的信靠上帝。
They believed the release from captivity was coming, and so they waited, and while they waited, they were ready, so that when God moved,They will jump on the bandwagon.
他们相信这放逐的日子就要过去了。当上帝一声号令的时候，他们就继续的为上帝而前进。
So is waiting in hope for the Lord practical?
那这在上帝有盼望的等待上帝这个实际吗？
Of course, it is absolutely practical. It's not passive.
当然实际了。
It replaces our weakness with God's strength, and that to me is practical.
那把我们的软弱，把上帝的力量，放在我们的软弱当中，那是非常的实际的。
So verse 31 promises that those who wait in hope for the Lord will renew their strength.
所以31节说，那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
That's why, especially those of us who are leaders in the church, must really take God's word at face value, that we must spend extended time to wait upon the Lord. That's the only way that we can be renewed in strength, despite the challenges of life and ministry.
所以我们当中，尤其是我们教会的领袖，我们必须长期的 用盼望来等待，上帝必让我们重新得力。
So waiting in hope for the Lord give us endurance to run the race of life and not grow weary and give up.
那等待上帝让我们有能力继续的不断的奔跑，也不疲惫。
So as we close, brothers and sisters, as we try to cope with the pain and losses of the past year, and as we face the new challenges of the year ahead, we have two choices open to us.
那上亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我们面对了过去所失去的，前面所有的挑战，我们有两个可做的事情。
We can choose despair and disappointment, discouragement, as we choose to lean on our own human understanding, and then turn to our own human wisdom to solve problems in our life and in our ministry.
我们可以继续的沮丧，靠我们人的能力，靠我们自己的智慧去解决问题。
And so that's one option.
那是其中的一个
路。Or we can choose the comfort of God as we learn to focus on Him, to wait in hope upon Him, so that our strength will be renewed as we keep trusting Him, and as we, you know, allow Him to work in and through our life and ministry.
那我们可以选择信靠这安慰我们的神，我们可以专注于他，让他在我们里面给我们重新得着力量。
So the question is, what would you choose?
那问题是你们选择哪一条路呢？
So let us stand as we prepare our hearts to respond to God.
让我们一起站起来回应。
As we bow our heads and close our eyes, I wonder how many of us would choose to trust God in these turbulent times rather than trusting in our own human strength and wisdom and strategies.
让我们低头闭起眼睛的时候，我们多少人会信靠在这动荡的时候信靠上帝呢？还是我们继续的靠着我们自己的能力，自己的智慧？
So if you choose to trust God in these turbulent times, just put up your right hand so that we can show that we want to trust God. Is this what you want? Not in yourself, in your wisdom. Amen.
可以举起你的手来，如果你要选择信靠上帝。
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word for us this morning.
亲爱的天父，感谢你这些话语。
Lord, indeed, you are a God whom we can trust.
你是我们可以信靠的上帝。
Lord, we are humbled this past year because of the pandemic.
上帝，我们在你面前因为这个疫情完全的谦卑。
Thank you, Lord, for revealing to us our human weaknesses.
你感谢主，你彰显了我们自己人性的软弱。
Lord, even the most powerful, the most wise person in the world, not able to stand before your judgment.
就算这世界上最强的一个人都不能够在你的审判前站立得了。
Lord, we come before you this morning seeking your forgiveness for our failures.
亲爱的天父，我们在你面前寻求你的原谅。
So as we begin this new year, Lord,
让我们在新的一年里，
we want to trust in you.
我们要完全的信靠你。
We want to wait in hope for you.
我们要有盼望的等待你。
So that when you move, we will move together with you.
所以当你启动的时候，我们跟随着你。
May we be a blessing in our spheres of influence.
让我们在我们周围的人成为他们的祝福。
In this community.
在这个社区里面。
And in the focus countries which you have called us to.
在我们各个宣教国里面。
In Christ's name, Amen.
宣告基督的名，阿门。